Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, well, just spent about 3 hours studio. Things are looking solid. I met with one of the sellers and who is like the more operations accounting behind the scenes person as well. It was really good. Great to get a perspective on things and to hear what the franchise currently offers, what things he had to piece together, and how to get it to all work together. Something that I wish I would have figured out earlier, this kind of business credit card, like 3 weeks before it closed. You have all the financials, you have the addresses, you have the documents, but you just need to go ahead and do it. I've been putting some stuff on an old business card, and it's now going to take a little bit of accounting work to attribute those transactions to the old business, but now like pitch it over, not to the old business, but to the this other card I don't want to be using, and then putting it onto the accounting for this business. Even stuff like software subscription, ordering inventory, and just goofy stuff like that. And now it's just more work than I really needed. And had I just gone ahead, gotten that card, run the credit check before closing, it takes like 4 or 5 days to go through credit underwriting. Then it takes 5 to 7 business days before the card is like printed and mailed out and arrives at your house. They have to activate it. It just takes like 2 weeks. And it may seem silly, but now they're counting on cleanup that has to happen. Could have avoided that. Had I done the card way earlier than I thought, so trying to save a few points on the credit pool. Get a credit card as soon as you form your LLC. Takes as much time then, and it cleans up a lot of headaches down the road. That's a quick takeaway there. Something else I'm realizing is listen to your mem. They know the business better than you do. The sellers had used a training platform for documenting what to do on your week challenge, who to go to for this walk repair. How do I log from the end of MindBot, CRM, and train like step-by-step instructions and guides. And the seller for the clubs they're keeping, they're not going to keep training. And so they print out the giant PDF binder, probably like a 400 pages of documentation, and it's now a binder, sits on a desk, and the staff are going to have to work with. And this other software that they've been using that creates these documentation things, it's worth keeping. And so, even though it's going to be several $100 a year to keep the documentation, that's probably like the franchise guide that, honestly, the franchise should have been offered to the rest of the franchisees. But even things like how to schedule your staff, where to run payroll, how to get an EIN number from the state, where do you get inventory, what do lead times look like from different vendors for supplements, bands, mats, computers, who do you go to for the door locks and different security devices. All that stuff is in this training guide. And you know, it's expensive. I don't want my staff to go back to having to run a business without their textbook. Like, this is a textbook that everyone references. If you don't have your textbook, it's hard to have a good, your business only as good as your system. So, well, there'll be a good A-B test. I'll be the studio that keeps the online guide. The other studios will not keep the online guide. Oh, so that'll be a good A-B test. And finally, talking to this seller, between the two sellers, one was very adamant, like, hey, we got to tell them. And then that still happened 3 days later. The other seller was like, hey, we got to give them like a month transition, process, handle it. And I was like, well, I'm all for like the timeline. I don't want to lose managers out of fear, but I also don't want to bombard them and not have all this extra work. And lo and behold, I'm seeing it's kind of rocky. Not kind of rocky. It's rough. For my manager to have to handle all this after the fact and run a studio and schedule people, it's just too much for them. And so sellers, and I agree, that's the seller that was okay with a 1 month runway. He and I agree, like, yep, this is good. For the second club sale, let's give this up 30 day heads up. Yes, happening. Here are the people involved. This is where it's going to be. And so trusting they're not going to bail or run. That's just something that's in the works. We can get the buy-in, stay around, and ultimately they're going to help transition so that when day one transfer happens, the announcement is made, the member is going to experience it. And right now, they're sure experiencing it on one level. So that's where we're at. That's what I'm learning. All in all, learning. Get a credit card the minute you start your LLC. Don't remove the textbook from your staff if they're used to relying on it for day-to-day operations. And finally, give your staff plenty of runway when there's going to be a transition, especially if you're amicable with the seller and you're on the team. Those are the learnings from my most valuable, most punchy episode yet. Hopefully, you guys liked it as much as I did recording this episode. Thank you much. Let's rock and roll.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.